This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Today, brought to you by the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association is Sam Hanschke. And the pages leading us in the pledge will be Lydia Christian from Sioux Falls and Amanda Lee from Coleman.
Let us pray. O Lord God, you have given great gifts to your people. Continue to uphold and strengthen these representatives and all who work with them. Grant patience as days lengthen and energy to accomplish all that is necessary. As they return to their homes and families, watch over them by your mighty power. Give safety as they travel and a joyful reunion with all who have missed their presence. Bless them in all of their work. Birth what they pursue for the good of your people and also as they care for their homes and communities. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are we coming up here now or no?
No, not, but don't go far.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Representatives Anderson, Elward, Bartles, Barthel, Beal, Blair, Bordeaux, Chafee, Chase, Schwach, Davis, Dennert, Derby, Deutsch, Drury, Duba, Fink, Fitzgerald, Goodwin, Greenfield, Gross, Hansen, Haugard, Healy, Hoffman, Howard, Jameson, Jensen, Kevin, Jensen, Phil, Johnson, Carr, Kainz, Koth, Ladner, Lesmeister, Marty, May, Mills, Milstead, Miss Kimmins, Mortensen, Mullally, Odenbach, Olson, Otten, Overwig, Perry, Peterson, Kent, Peterson, Sue, Pischke, Poyer, Randolph, Reed, Rayfelt, Reimer, Schneider, Smith, Soy, St. John, Stevens, Thomason, Tiedemann, Vasgard, Weiss, Wisegram, Wiese, Willitson, Wink, York, and Speaker Gosch.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Thank you. We'll go ahead to the Doctor of the Day, the program sponsored by the South Dakota Medical Association. Today's Doctor of the Day is Stephen Eckrich, MD, an orthopedic surgeon who has practiced at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center in Rapid City for at least 26 years. Dr. Eckrich received his medical degree from Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas, and has completed his residency at Baylor. Prior to residency, Dr. Eckrich was a U.S. Marine Corps flight surgeon. Dr. Eckrich is a member of the South Dakota Medical Association and serves on the Policy Council. Welcome. Madam Clerk, approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 11th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction. And we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Spencer Gosch, Chair.
That motion having been made and seconded, any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion passes. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources respectfully reports that House Bill 1029 do pass and place on consent calendar. House Bill 1040 referred to appropriations with do pass recommendation. Marty Overwig, Chair. The Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports that House Bill 1064 referred to the Committee on Appropriations, Senate Bill 7 and 19 do pass and put on consent calendar. Kevin D. Jensen, Chair. The Committee on Local Government respectfully reports that Senate Bill 25, 67, and 69 do pass and place on consent calendar. Nancy York. The Committee on Transportation respectfully reports that House Bill 1053 do pass as amended. Senate Bill 10, 11, 12, and 21 do pass and place on consent calendar. Caleb Fink, Chair.
Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bill 31, 72, and 75, which have passed the Senate and your favorable consideration as respectfully requested. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Concurrent Resolution 601, which has been adopted by the Senate, and your concurrence is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary. Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith House Bill 1012, which has passed the Senate without change. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary. Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bill Numbers 60, 4, 70, and 94, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
HCR 6003, appointing Mr. Russell Olson of Pierce, South Dakota, to the Office of Auditor General. HCR 6004, celebrating the sister state relationship with Taiwan. HCR 6005, celebrating Black History Month. Senate Concurrent Resolution 601, urging the members of South Dakota's congressional delegation to vote against any act admitting the District of Columbia as a separate state. The Speaker declared that House Concurrent Resolution 6004 changed prime sponsor from Representative Mills to Representative Haugard at their request. Representative Kent Peterson moved that House Bill 1065 be referred from the Committee on Health and Human Services to the Committee on Commerce and Energy.
That motion having been made and seconded, any comments on that motion? This is a voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion passes. Consideration of reports of committees.
Representative Kent Peterson moved that the reports of the standing committees on state affairs on House Bill 1077, as found on page 136 of the House Journal, be adopted.
That motion having been made and seconded, any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion passes. First reading of House bills.
Okay. House Joint Resolution 5004.
For those of you in the gallery looking at what we're doing here, it is a constitutional requirement that we have a first reading of House bills. And they're almost louder than I am. Today being one of the bill deadlines, we had a substantial amount of bills dropped here today, and our pages are filling us in on what was dropped.
Article 12 of the Constitution of the State of South Dakota relating to the creation and administration of a trust fund using the net receipts from unclaimed property.
Would anybody like any of them repeated?
Thank you. Just leave those for, if you would.
First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 31, provide for the release of adult abuse case information to certain parties to assist in the provision of adult protective services. Senate Bill 72, revise notification requirements for listing and delisting species on the threatened and endangered species list. Senate Bill 75, correct an error in a statutory cross-reference within the Uniform Limited Liability Company Act.
Speaker, Speaker signs to House Agricultural Natural Resources House Bill 1115 and 1116, to House Commerce and Energy House Bill 1113, 1121, and 1123, to House Education 1118, to House Health and Human Services 1131, to House Judiciary 1114 and 1132, to House Local Government 1117, 1119, 1120, 1127, 1128, and 1129, to House Military and Veteran Affairs 1122, and to House State Affairs 1124, 1125, 1126, and 1130. Also, to House Ag and Natural Resources, Speaker assigns Senate Bill 72. To House Health and Human Services, the Speaker assigns Senate Bill 31. To House Judiciary, the Speaker assigns Senate Bill 75. House Concurrent Resolutions, the Speaker waives referral to HCR 6003. And on Senate Concurrent Resolutions, the Speaker waives assignment to SCR 601. Second reading of consent calendar items.
House Bill 1009 revised certain provisions regarding the licensing of electricians and electrical contractors. House Bill 1082 revived certain state aid to education definitions for the 2021-2022 school year. Senate Bill 23 correct a technical error concerning a cross-reference relating to certain reporting requirements for the Building South Dakota programs. Senate Bill 26 modify the type of candidates that may use a joint petition. Senate Bill 1 codify legislation enacted in 2020. Senate Bill 2 modify the duties of the Code Commission.
Consent calendar items are items that have passed out of committee with no dissenting votes and no opposing testimony. They are not debatable, but questions are allowed. Are there any questions on the items on the consent calendar today? Hearing none, the question before the body is final passage of the consent calendar items. Those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. Madam Clerk, please unlock the voting machine and would the members proceed to vote.
Representative Howard. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 65, excused 5.
Consent calendar items, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the titles? Hearing none, the titles are deemed correct. Second reading of House bills.
House Bill 1051, an act to maintain the life of any child born alive.
House Bill 1051, having had its second reading, is now up for final consideration and remarks. Are there any remarks, Representative Deutsch?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, I would like to move Amendment 1051D, please.
Has it been distributed?
It's online, yes.
Discussion on your motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The amendment simply removes the first paragraph, the top of page 2, which was felt to be unnecessary and somewhat redundant, and it reduces one of the penalties on page 2, line 23, from $100,000 to $10,000.
Thank you. Further remarks regarding Amendment 1051D. Further remarks regarding just the Amendment 1051D. Hearing no further remarks, this is a voice vote on Representative Deutsch's motion to amend 1051 with 1051D. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion passes. We are now on House Bill 1051 as amended. Representative Deutsch.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, today I bring you 1051 as amended, the Born Alive Infant Protection Act. The bill is really quite simple. Any baby born alive after an abortion must be treated with the same means, the same medical skills and treatment provided any other child that's born alive that's consistent with accepted standards of medical practice at the same gestational age. The bill has penalties if the law is violated and has reporting requirements to allow the state to track data of born-alive babies. Just as a side note, obviously the bill has nothing to do with a woman's ability to choose to have an abortion. The context of this bill is that the abortion has already occurred. This is a bill about infanticide. So I will stand by for questions. Thank you.
Thank you for the remarks regarding House Bill 1051 as amended. Any further remarks? Representative Kintz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a question for the prime sponsor.
State your question.
I will, if I can get my chair out of the way. For the representative, could you point me to the language in the bill that specifically precludes physicians from being held liable for a patient's ectopic pregnancy in which a 6 to 8 week fetus may have a heartbeat, which this bill considers born alive?
Representative Deutsch, would you like to answer that question?
Sure. Thank you for the question. So if you read on page 1, it says the same means and medical skills and treatment provided a child born alive, consistent with accepted standards of medical practice for treatment of a child at that same age. In other words, I could read that whole paragraph for you. All that it means is if you treat child A and child B, and one is the result of an abortion and one is not, they must be treated the same, consistent with accepted standards of medical care.
Representative Kintz, for the remarks.
Permission to make some remarks, please.
Yes, please.
Thank you. Now, one of our primary obligations as legislators, in my view, is to critically review legislation, to ask the tough questions. In my first 3 weeks in this body, I have seen members of this body put forth great debate on a variety of topics. Some of these debates have changed my mind, but even when they didn't, I did see well-considered arguments on the other side. Yes, I would consider yesterday's debate as considering as having well considered arguments on the other side. It seems to me that abortion bills, and I'm not talking about abortion itself, but bills like this one, are not subject to the same critical scrutiny. The medical community, the experts in the health care of women and babies, have serious questions about the wording in this bill. The amendment provided some clarification, yes, but this was only done because questions were asked and the many flaws in this bill were exposed. Why are we comfortable asking tough questions on most bills, but refuse to even consider the complexities of this single issue? Why the fear? Are we afraid to consider that there is a gray area in a bill like this, a gray area that may do more harm than good, given that the scenarios covered by this bill are virtually impossible in our current medical environment, and many other scenarios are left open to broad interpretation? Or do we recognize that this issue is incredibly complex, but we're afraid to say so? To provide the same critical analysis to the words of a healthcare bill that we give to the renewal process for plumbing licenses. If we are afraid to say so, why? Our constituents deserve representatives who are willing to ask the hard questions, to think critically about everything that passes our desks. I recognize that many in this body have an immutable position on this issue, and I would not attempt to change that. But that position should not preclude you from being able to critically assess the language and implications of a fundamentally flawed bill like this one. I respectfully ask that you analyze the bill itself beyond the sensitive subject matter. Thank you.
Thank you for the remarks. Further remarks regarding House Bill 1051 as amended. Hearing none, Representative Deutsch, would you like to close us out?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So this is a bill that, if we pass, we will join 30-plus other states that have similar language, that have been reviewed critically by legislators from 30-plus states. It's a bill that does not in any way impact a woman's right to choose. It just protects babies. And that's the bottom line. So I ask for your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. Hearing no further remarks, question before the House is final passage of HB 1051 as amended. All those in favor will vote yay. Those opposed, nay. Madam Clerk, please unlock the voting machine. And would the members proceed to vote?
Representative Reimer. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 59, nays 8, excused 3.
House Bill 1051, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1011, an act to increase certain boiler inspection fees and dedicate more of the fees to the state's boiler inspection program.
House Bill 1011, having had its second reading, is now up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Willitson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, ladies and gentlemen of the House, this bill makes two changes when it concerns fees for the boiler inspection service that the Department of Public Safety provides. They've got two full-time employees that go across the state inspecting boilers, and the fee for that boiler inspection in this bill will increase from $20 to $30. Now, that fee hasn't been changed for 30 years. And so they brought it to us and said, you know, it's time that we increase this fee to cover our costs in doing these inspections. The second thing that it does is it changes the cash balance that the agency is allowed to keep on hand to $100,000 so that they can pay for their operating expenses through the course of the year. At the end of the year, if they've got more than $100,000, then that amount is swept into the general fund. So it's a good bill, and I'd appreciate your support. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Are there further remarks? Further remarks regarding House Bill 1011. Hearing none, due to an appropriation measure, House Bill 1011 requires a two-thirds vote of the members elect. Question before the body is final passage of House Bill 1011 as amended. Those in favor... Nope, there is no amendment. Sorry, House Bill 1011. Those in favor will vote yay. Those opposed, nay. Madam Clerk, please unlock the voting machines, and would the members proceed to vote.
Representative Bartels. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 53, nays 13, excused 4.
House Bill 1011, having received a two-thirds vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1037, an act to authorize the increase of certain fees by the State Electrical Commission.
House Bill 1037, having had its second reading, is now up for final passage and consideration. Are there any remarks? Any remarks regarding House Bill 1037? Hearing none. Representative Perry.
Mr. Speaker, I was in deep thought, and I apologize. But I do have some information. First of all, there is going to be a friendly amendment, and I'm not sure if you want us to speak to that first or if I should go ahead a little bit here first. An act to authorize the increase of certain fees by the State Electrician Commission. What we're going to do is just raise several licenses, renewals for fee limits. It's not raising the fees, it's just raising the limits. And the important thing here is this isn't done just all by themselves. The South Dakota Electrical Commission did do a survey with 2,500 emails to licensees asking them about this particular circumstance. They did have one negative response. And so with that, I think that we have a bill that is really good, really well thought out. And the amendment that's coming on it will make it even better than we talked about before. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Randolph.
I can push the right button. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have an amendment.
Has it been distributed?
It has electronically.
Do you wish to move it at this time?
I do.
That motion having been made and seconded. Discussions on the motion. Representative Randolph.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So in conversation with the director of the Electrical Commission, we made a compromise. I believed that the fees being raised as much as they were, and conversation with others as well, contractors, that even though this has been a lengthy time since they have been raised, that the amount of being raised was an issue. So we made a compromise, and we basically met in the middle. So the amendment is this, and it is amendment, or it is House Bill 1037A. The amendment is this on page 2, line 1, the electrical contractor biennial license fee. Instead of $300, it will be $200 biannually. Journeyman electrician biennial license, it will be $80 every 2 years instead of $120. Class B electrical license, which we heard earlier, that's one of the things in one of the consent bills that's being redone to look more like an inspector's license, or excuse me, a contractor's license. That also will be $200. And the other one is the inactive license for Class B contractor, so forth and so on. That will be, instead of $120, it will be $80. So that's the gist of the amendment. And I believed it was important, along with others, that rather than, again, tripling the actual license fee, it would be better at least to try and meet in the middle. And one of the main reasons is we recognize that they just don't decide on their own, and the commission doesn't get to decide on their own that they raise the fees. They have to go through a rules process. But we recognize that that doesn't necessarily mean that the fee won't get raised. It's just the process that they go through. So I think that it's important that we keep a cap on that, at least for now. So thank you.
Thank you for the remarks regarding the amendment 1037A. Further remarks? Hearing none, this is a voice vote. All those in favor of 1037A, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion passes. We are now on House Bill 1037 as amended. Are there any further remarks? Representative Milstead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I don't think we've addressed why they're asking for this. I don't think I heard that. But this is customer-driven. They're telling us it's customer-driven. They want to develop an online program to make this more efficient, and the customers are asking for it. So instead of waiting 6 to 8 weeks to get your inspection logged in and get somebody out, they can do it all online. They get rid of their paper forms. And it just makes for an easier process. It's going to get jobs done faster. Computer system, the software that they need, I believe they said was $250,000. And then there's a maintenance fee every year. But they're just trying to move up, get into the 21st century, and make things easier for their customers. So what the customer wants, they're trying to give it to them. That's why it's happening. Thank you.
Thank you for the remarks. Further remarks regarding House Bill 1037 as amended. Hearing none, Representative Perry, would you like an opportunity to close this out?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Electrical Commission is a self-funded entity in the Department of Labor and Regulation. It does not receive any general funds or grants to pay for their operations, which includes both licensing of electricians and inspection of electrical installations. These fees have not been increased for over 30 years. It is time to make the change. And with the amendment that the representative from that side of the room made, I would say that we are in great shape, and I would appreciate your vote on this, either the green button in the middle or the YEA or I.
Thank you, Representative Perry. Hearing no further remarks, question for the House is final passage of House Bill 1037 as amended. Due to an appropriation measure, House Bill 1037 requires a two-thirds vote of the members-elect. Those in favor will vote yay. Those opposed, nay. Madam Clerk, please unlock the voting machine. Would the members proceed to vote?
Representative Johnson. Representative Poyer. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 51, nays 15, excused 4.
House Bill 1037, having received a two-thirds vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1083, an act to grant authority to the Secretary of Education to waive accountability requirements in certain situations.
House Bill 1083, having had its second reading, is now up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Dennert.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today I bring you from the Department House Bill 1083. Due to COVID-19, the U.S. Department of Education is allowing states to apply for waivers from certain elements of accountability under the Every Student Succeeds Act. This bill gives the Secretary of Education the authority to grant waivers to schools from certain accountability requirements in line with waivers granted by the U.S. Department of Education, and the flexibility would be available through December of 2024. Normally, the school accountability is laid out in a state statute in administrative law. It relies heavily on student performance on the state assessment, and this year, the state assessment will only be given to students who are face-to-face, resulting in incomplete data. This data gap will continue to impact school accountability and the annual publishing of the South Dakota report card through the end of the school year of 2023 and 2024. This bill came through House Education unanimously, and I made the mistake of pulling it off the consent calendar, so that is why I stand before you today. It's a green vote, and thank you.
Thank you for the remarks regarding House Bill 1083. There are no further remarks. There was at least a lesson learned. Question before the body is final passage of House Bill 1083. Those in favor will vote yay. Those opposed, nay. Madam Clerk, please unlock the voting machine. Would the members proceed to vote? Speaker signed Senate Bill 46, an act to allow the consideration of certain instruction to count towards a minimum number of hours required in a school term during a declared state emergency. Speaker signed Senate Bill 40, an act to revise certain references in the Internal Revenue Code.
Representative Bordeaux. Representative Perry. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were ayes 64, nays 2, excused 4.
House Bill 1083, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, the title is deemed correct. Announcements. Representative Pischke.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Before we get into announcements for next week, I wanted to recognize a good friend of mine in the gallery today. Served with this good friend for the last 4 years, and many of us also here, although he's over in the Senate. He's sitting amongst the good chamber today. Senator Youngberg from Madison, please give him a round of applause.
Welcome. Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Education will not have a meeting on Monday. So if you want to drive in that day, go on ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, and I think I speak on behalf of 15 other people in here. Representative Randolph.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On Monday, I'm going to say 3 o'clock or 15 minutes after session, House Military and Veterans Affairs will have a meeting, and it is 4:13. This time we will have a larger room that will fit every one of us, so we won't be sitting in the aisles. And we intend to take up 4 bills. One was that was deferred. So, thank you.
Thank you. Further announcements, Representative Milstead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your House Commerce and Energy Committee meeting will meet on Monday at 10 a.m. in room 464.
Thank you, Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And yes, appropriations will also meet Monday morning, 8 a.m. for Department of Human Services.
Thank you, Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House State Affairs, 7:45 Monday morning, room 414.
Thank you, Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Judiciary will also meet on Monday morning at 10 a.m. in room 413.
Thank you. Thank you, Representative Overwig.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guess you'd like me to ask for a personal privilege.
Granted.
Okay, well, thank you. Up in the gallery in the behind me is 3 of my 5 children, Tanner, Tess, and Abby. And
a little bit of delay there, but did you remember the last son?
In all fairness, she is a twin, so still to this day, I have to just think, okay?
That'll work. Well, welcome.
All right, well.
Representative Reimer.
I move
re-adjourn.
Second.
That motion having been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Motion passes.